We got Deke in the studio. Hi, Dee Dee. Say hi. Can you say hi to everybody? Deke, can you speak? Can you speak? Deacon, speak. Deke, speak. Speak. Speak one more time. Speak. Good girl. Good job. Deacon had to join us on the podcast today. Hi, everybody. I'm back. I actually had to restart this because I was so monotone in the first one. I think I just needed like an energy reset and to sip a little water. You've no idea how going back to the basics, your brain's like, oh, yeah, I needed hydration. Hello, I'm awake. I know I have not been in your ears for a few weeks, and I don't apologize because I'm not sorry. I'm just thankful to be back because I'm sitting in the studio wanting to be here. Like, I'm like, this is filling my cup right now. I'm excited to be sitting with you. I'm excited to be talking about an episode and talking about something really, really fun, which is basically how the hell has January been? How the hell has my life been? And just some tidbits about how your inner circle can literally change your life. I'm not even joking you. I wish I was even being dramatic, which technically speaking, I totally am because I always am. However, I have learned so much over the past like 3 months after being around this group of people and spending a lot of time with them. I had no idea that your perspective could change on life so much. I had no clue. And I've done so much evaluating in January. And I think a ton of us can probably relate to trying to do the most and failing at a lot of it because I went from like a zero resolutions list to like a 50 resolutions list and then trying to figure out why the hell I couldn't do 1,000 things in one workday and having those things fall off. It's just not intentional. It's not smart. And getting around smart people who, I mean, to be totally frank with you, sorry, I have like a weird tickle in my nose, probably from a Deacon hair. I've never been around more people who work harder but smarter in my entire life. I didn't even know it existed. I see girls on Instagram that do it. I'm like, how the hell are they doing that? That's for sure not real. It's all a fluke. There's no way. And then you are around these people and how amazing they are and how smart they are and how hard they work, but how like delegated their work is so that they don't work all day, like literally like the minute they wake up and the minute they go to bed. It just is very eye-opening. And I feel like the theme of January is I've been really eye-opened. I wouldn't say I've had the most amazing month in the world. I think I've been working way too much. And like I said, kind of failing at my resolutions. But at the same vein, if you're really thinking about perspective, and I think everybody can interflect right now and think about perspective. I've gotten to go to Arizona. I get to plan this wedding with my absolute favorite person on the planet who deserves literally the best day. We deserve the best day together. And I've gotten to do all of that. I've got a job that feeds me and like puts food on the table. I've got a side hobby and passion that really hopefully will flourish and continue to flourish because it is. And I get to do this February challenge with my like the most amazing group of women that I've ever encountered, creating my own little like duplication circle of what I get in my group of mentors that I've been talking about. I just think that right when you're sitting in your stress box and you're freaking out about the month and all these things, like just have a second on perspective because I feel like that has saved me and my mind. So I'm sitting in the studio and sorry, my dad is like blowing up my phone. He always is texting. We call him Party Marty. He takes a lot of selfies and he for sure just sent a selfie. That's hilarious. I'm thinking about like all the things I need to update you on. First of all, I've been working a lot, trying to figure out how I can work smarter. But wouldn't even have known to do that had I not been around these women, right? So like really thinking about, okay, is it that I'm stuck or is it that I just haven't been shown that there's another way forward, if that makes any sense to you? If you're thinking about whatever the thing is that you are stuck on right now, that's number one. Number two is this wedding planning. I'm literally beyond thankful that I flew to Arizona and I looked at the venue again because let me freaking tell you, I had no idea how much shit I needed to buy. Oh my God, I'm so glad I looked. I had this whole idea for like what I thought it the venue was, having seen it like once prior when I didn't even know it was going to be my venue. So I like was paying attention, but like, you know, how much are you going to actually remember? Being there and seeing some things in the space that I really liked and really, really didn't like, I was like, oh shit, to bring this freaking vision to life, I'm about to drop some bank. So I got to be smart about how I do this and be really intentional with what I'm creating. Like, for instance, I'll give you a few things. Didn't think the chairs were going to be worth it. I looked at the venue with the chairs that I wanted, these like light brown chairs. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to need those. I'm going to get those for sure. So I'm buying the chairs. I definitely need to do like more cocktail tables, which I think will be really cute. Okay, that's whatever, you know, we need those. Not sure if I'm buying a dance floor. TBD. Might do it, might not do it. Might not be necessary. So I'm kind of like, eh, we'll see on that one. Going to get a photo booth because I always know that those are really, really fun. I'm just not going to have any silly props. For the space, like the actual dinner and like the decor, we're going for like if Tulum and Whitney Simmons' wedding had like a baby and Tulum had no tassels, if that makes any sense to you at all. In my head, I have a vision and it's my wedding. I'm just realizing when I say that, you probably are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, too bad. Figure it out. Look it up on Google. If they had a wedding or if had a wedding, had a baby, that's my wedding. That's like what I'm creating. So think like like a pop of color in the flowers and like very like oversized, dramatic, like linen tablecloths that are like flopping on the ground. And I'm going to have like little wicker baskets that I didn't think I would need it until I saw the space with them. And I was like, oh yeah, I need those. So just trying to cut on places like we're doing my own flowers. We're not hiring a florist. Unless you're a florist and you're listening and you're like, I would love to help you for a pretty nice, you know, chunk of money off, then maybe I'll consider it. But I actually think it'll be kind of fun to be with my family, my mom, my sister, my girlfriends who are going to fly in early and just like kind of create this day. Because I do events for work. I do this shit all the time. It's more pressure when it's like my event. Like, what is my opinion? What I realized about myself is that a lot of the opinions I have is with the assumption of other people. Oh, I will do this episode because other people will like it. Oh, I will do this branding because I know that's how Lifetime likes it or this, you know, customer likes it or whatever. And it is really bizarre when you're like, wait, what is my opinion? I have one. I know I do because I know when I don't like something. So it's just been all bizarre. Anyway, that's just really what I've been enjoying piecing together, although it's been a lot, you know, it's a lot on your shoulders knowing you've got a big expense coming. I will say that, but you just have to be really intentional. Like, I have not opened my Amazon app. Okay, you hear me? You freaking hear me? I might as well lock that shit up because I cannot go on Amazon because you just end up spending like $200 a week sometimes on shit you don't even need. I'm like, I don't need another cleaning spray. I literally don't. I don't need another gua sha thing just because it's silver and mine is like green, like, you know, like a rock color. Like, I don't need it. Get out of my face. And I have not been going to I went to the mall with Callan. I didn't buy the cutest pink Aritzia set. If you're listening and you have not seen the Aritzia workout set made out of the butter material, please, for the love of God, go do me a favor and buy it and then drop it off at my house, if you will. Okay. Those are just some things that I've been going on. I just think it's fun to sometimes share about all of that. But really, I'm going to get into the episode and the little meat of this because I got to go to bed. I'm going to Guatemala tomorrow and I teach at 5 a.m. So I need to like get this shit wrapped. But I didn't want to leave you guys hanging another week. And I love that I'm sitting here talking to you too because I'm actually enjoying it. And I never don't enjoy it. I just, when I said on here that I don't feel guilty for being gone, of course I do feel guilty, but I don't feel sorry. Because I want to show up when I'm feeling like myself. And although I could get on the mic and be real, I don't think you'd have a very good time with me. Like, I'm not going to lie. It wouldn't be very much of a hoot in your ear. And I want to record when I feel good. And I really want when I record to be valuable to you. And there's going to be so many shifts in this. Holy shit. I don't think anyone's ready for this. I don't think I'm even ready for the shifts that are coming. But value is all I want to bring you. Value and like, honestly, good, clean entertainment because that's who I am. Like, I can give you value and also have a really fun conversation while doing it. So I'm happy to be here, happy to be bringing you value and happy to be enjoying myself again because I was very overworked in January, felt like I was drowning and had to kind of have like a little step back moment and be like, perspective, my friend, perspective. What have you learned out of this month? What is overworked taught you? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you feeling? How's your body reacting to how you're feeling? So all in all, we are here to have an amazing February. And a few things that I'm bringing into February are these things, okay? Life updates, you heard them, but February intentions, I am going to stay especially because my February challenge is coming up, the 28-day reset, but also because I feel so damn good without drinking, I'm going to continue with my mocktail situation and I'm going to do dry February too. But the only thing I will say was a caveat, and I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, then that doesn't count, or like feel guilty if you're doing the same thing, is I'm going to my friend's wedding literally this weekend. So if you're listening to this, I just was at her wedding and I probably had a few tequila drinks of some sort. I can drink when I want to by choice if I want to. Like I thought, you know, I went to Arizona. We were having the most dank steak dinner in the world. And I had a glass of wine. I felt so guilty. Oh my God. But I chose that. There was a good wine on the list that I really wanted to try. I'm sitting there with my like most amazing friends. I wasn't drinking with the intention to get drunk. I just wanted to have a glass of wine with my meal. And I think that's okay if you make that choice whenever you do. Like I just didn't want to feel guilty about like having a little sip to enjoy myself. And I'm trying to like teach my brain that I've chosen so much better out of my life in January by just like choosing weekends to not drink. I've saved freaking so much money. I've enjoyed mocktails. All my favorite places have my mocktails, my Red Cow mocktails. You already know those are my favorite. Like I have all of the resources to still have a good time and taste something delicious, but I just don't want to feel guilty when I want to treat myself or want to enjoy myself with friends. And you know, ultimately, maybe one day I don't want to drink at all. So that's also an option too. But for now, I'm like, I still want to have that choice where if it's a wedding or if it's somewhere where I do want to enjoy like a nice dinner, like a drink, I want to be able to do that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to enjoy my drink. And then come February 1 after the wedding, I'm going to dry Feb. I'm doing it again. We're doing running that shit back. I'm also just focusing on 45 minutes of movement because I really, really wish I had prioritized myself a lot more in January. And I've done an okay job. Like I've definitely gotten back a little bit on my lift, but 45 minutes of movement is so, so important for your brain health and just for your mental health. Today, I'm sitting here not doing my 45 minutes of movement because I overworked myself to the bone at work. And I'm kind of irritated, transparently. It's so good for you. You need that release. Oh God, I'm not talking about like killing yourself at the gym. I'm talking about just getting outside even too and doing a walk or on the treadmill, whatever you got to do to get movement in, do it. So that's my second intention for the month. And third one, I'm just going to real quick say is like focusing on nutrition, 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking. I've got, of course, my lemon water in the morning and making sure that like I am getting my protein in and I'm eating all of my meals at a more consistent time. Really, truly being intentional about the foods I put in my body, when I'm putting them in my body, and eating closer to the ground. That's all it is. Don't be afraid of food. The cleaner it is, like the closer it is to the ground, meaning veggies, fruits, your meats, your proteins, your, you know, carbs, like all of those things are good for you. Just trying to eat closer to the ground because you feel so much better. Okay. So those are all coming with me into February. And that's also my February intentions because that's all a part of the 28-day reset. So if you're sitting here wishing you would have gotten into the 28-day reset, don't worry, I'll have more of these. So you are not missing out, but you're missing out on a good time with these girls. I will tell you that. I want to just talk about that group that I'm talking about, this group that I've surrounded myself with. And I want to give you a little context. Callan and I have started, well, Callan started it, but I'm in the group with Callan, this group called the 10X Girlies. And basically the idea was Callan knows all of us and knows that we all have a side hustle that we're trying to create something out of and like, you know, build. And by build, I mean like, how cool would it be to have a side hustle that brings in such a great income on the side that you're like, damn, I could buy whatever I want on Amazon, right? No, not actually. But you could invest, you could pay off debts, you could help your family. Like how freaking sick would that be? So she realized she was helping all of us and all of us were siloed. All of us. We're all individual females working on a side hustle with a business. And she was just like, we got to get this group together. We got to have an accountability group. Like we've got to get everybody talking to each other. So that's why we all got together And it has changed my life over the past 3 months. I could not say it enough. Having an accountability group, changing your circle a little bit, like expanding it. So if you see something in someone that you want to learn, you're expanding to that circle, right? You're adding yourself into that and expanding your circle with that is so beyond important. And the three things I'm going to talk about are Callan, Anna, and Maggie, because those are my mentors that are also part of the Well Said Reset. And I want to, for those of you not doing it, to get a little tidbit from what I've learned from them and what we're going to be talking about in the challenge, so you get like a little eyeball in. And these things that they've taught me will change my life forever. And I think they're so simple, like Mel Robbins simple, where you're like, damn, that's so true. Like, let them theory is like, yeah, let them do whatever the hell they're going to do, because you can't control their reactions, their actions. You can control how you react to a situation. So the theory is to let them. These are kind of like the let them theories. And I'm going to go through them. There's only two per person. And I just want you to hear them and see if you can apply these to your life, because they have been impactful on mine. Callan's first up. She taught me that growth only happens when you lean into discomfort. And truly, I have been uncomfortable in January, and I have grown more than I probably ever have in my entire life. And I mean that wholeheartedly, because I'm listening. I'm growing. I'm getting in uncomfortable situations, doing the things that have freaked me out. For example, Callan and I will meet and I'll say, oh, I got to do this, 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 this. And she goes, okay, let's narrow it down. What are you going to do this week? And she says, what is making you the most uncomfortable? And I say, honestly, like the web design part. And she goes, okay, we're going to do the web design part because it's making you the most uncomfortable. And you're like, God damn it. Why are you doing that to me? You're putting me in the position of the most uncomfortable thing. What the hell is that? Like, literally brutal. And hi, Deaky. Deacon's back in the studio, you guys. And she was like, well, when you don't get intimidated by the thing you're working on anymore, that's when you know you've also passed the discomfort level of growth and you have more to learn. So she basically was saying that you got to do the hardest thing in your to-do list and just prove that you can do it, because all the rest comes simple. And that right there is growth. Like, my to-do list is long, and I always, always, always am checking off the things. Like, if my to-do list was like work stuff and family stuff, like, you know, like house stuff, I'm doing the simple shit. I'm doing my laundry. I'm packing for Guatemala. I'm setting out my work clothes. I'm doing the thing. And then I'm looking at my to-do list on my work shit, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm not doing that because I don't know how to do it. And that's uncomfortable. So she really has taught me that you have to choose discomfort, and that shapes your choices, that shapes who you are, that shapes the situations you put yourself in. Like, for example, would I have taken an opportunity to go to a retreat with Anna, who's the next person I'll talk about in a second, had I not been willing and open to discomfort? No, because I am totally, totally afraid of flying. If you didn't already know that, I talk about it here online or on here all the time, of like me tweaking on the plane. Discomfort is going to make me grow. And that just put the bar even further of what I can do by myself. If I can just go on this retreat, imagine what I can do next. A week alone, not alone, but with a community that I don't really know all that well in Costa Rica. And some of you are listening, so I'm so excited to spend time with you. Imagine after that discomfort and growth, what I will be able to do. Will I be able to do a retreat for 2 weeks? Will it be able to be farther away with less people I know? So you have to lean into discomfort. Like, period, end of story. And that has absolutely changed my life. The number two from Callan is, your thoughts become your reality. Good God, this could not be more accurate. Tell me right now a negative thought that loops in your head. Just think of one, okay? Mine is, today's going to be kind of a shitty day, if you want the truth. That's what I said today, because I knew I had a lot to get done and I didn't sleep very well. Well, guess what? When I went in with the intention of having a shitty day, I'm going to surprise you here. I had a shitty day. Your thoughts become your reality. They are the truth. You're telling yourself what you believe. That's what you're starting to believe, because it's circulating in your brain. Just like when you tell yourself, I'm never going to be a business owner on the side. I'm never going to have my own branding agency. I'm never going to be able to lift those heavy weights. I'm never going to be able to be as pretty as I want to be, all these things, you are setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for a shitty reality. And that is so sucky that it's in your control. I spent time with myself this January and just to see, you know, like I've got a lot on my plate and I'm overwhelmed, but like, what if I just like continued the way that I was going and a little bit before January too. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for me, because when you are telling yourself these thoughts, these negative thought loops in your brain over and over and over again, you are withholding you from reaching your future self. You are keeping yourself from taking leaps and bounds forward by repeating the same BS in your brain. Oh, I won't get that job. Well, guess what? You think you won't get the job. You're saying that in your head. What if I'm probably just not going to get it? And you go into an interview with your blah attitude and your blah body language. Yeah, no shit, you're not going to get the job, right? Like, we've got to be so mindful about how our thoughts shape our realities. And I think that's the biggest piece of learning that I've taken from Callan. Of course, I've learned, oh my God, AI mastery and how to use AI as a therapist and like all of these things from her. But my thoughts becoming my reality and her checking me a little bit of like, I admit to her, I feel like I'm not going to be able to create this big event. And she says, why? What tells you that you can't? And I'm like, well, I'm just afraid of it. She goes, okay, well, what tells you that you could do this? I'm like, well, I have a podcast. I have people that are out there listening. I have followers. Like, I know it. She goes, then why are you telling yourself this fake truth before you would even know? Have you had any events in the past that have proved to you that you can do this? And I said, actually, yeah. And she's like, then what are you doing getting in the way of your future self? Literally freaking mic drop, right? Like, holy shit. So that is a little eyeball into like Callan and what she's taught me. And again, some of these lessons are literally just like so powerful because they're the guide to the next person that I'm going to be. And all of this just by surrounding myself with some different types of minds and people that I look to that are I really aspire to be like. And this doesn't mean ditch your friends or like change your friend group altogether. I just mean at this time in my life, I really, really, really needed the minds of entrepreneurs and people doing similar same things that I'm doing, but somebody from the outside looking in that can be like, dude, you keep on pushing. Like, I'm here to hold you accountable. You said you're going to do that email thing and you didn't. Well, you better freaking do it because I'm watching you. You know what I mean? Like a little push. I still got the most amazing friends and they give me pushes, but you really sometimes need people that are in a similar life, like change of things. Like they would be maybe somebody who's working out more than you usually are. And they're going to push you outside of your comfort zone. Like that's a huge thing too. Like think work, think fitness, think friend group, think activities, think hobbies. All of those things apply to this. I'm actually going to talk about Maggie first because Maggie Hilpich, also on the podcast, talked about human design, probably had one of my most successful TikToks, which is insane. So if you're like, I don't even know what human design is, you just go look at the TikTok or go listen to the episode about human design because Maggie is incredible. She's so much smarter than even just human design in itself. She's just an impeccable human being. But she really, really taught me how to discover myself and how to look inward and how to understand me and give myself grace, which I think is so freaking cool. Like, we're so hard on ourselves. Be better, do better, do more. You got to learn this. You got to be, you know, saving things on Instagram. Do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. But also like discovering who I am and giving myself grace for who I am today. Maggie taught me your uniqueness is your superpower. And that just like gives me chills when I say this, because I'm like, how freaking cool is that? My uniqueness is my superpower. Like, I can kind of break free from comparing myself to other people when I hear that. You are uniquely you. You are a powerful, incredible human being on the planet for a freaking reason. On this earth, in this friend group, in this job, in this relationship, you know, in this life, just because you are going to make a difference in some way, in your own way. And your uniqueness is actually your superpower. So when you are on Instagram or TikTok and you're scrolling and you're comparing, oh, I wish I looked like that. I wish I had that. I wish I did this. You are just losing that fire under you that lights you up, that makes you understand that your uniqueness is your superpower. And it's truly, honestly, the truth. Like you know, she reads my chart and she's like, you're 4-6 profile and you've got all these, you know, openings and closings. And one of the openings talks about how I'm just kind of a stress worker. Like I work in sprints and then I need a rest. And it was kind of that statement of, I understand why you burn out because you work really, really hard and you are someone who needs rest. In my human design chart, it literally says that. And it almost gave me permission to be like, yeah, I do need rest. I don't have to feel guilty when I get a little tired and then I get, you know, start work back up again at like a weird hour. That's like what I need for my brain and my body and who I am, my uniqueness. And I can still get just as much, if not more work done than the average person. So it kind of gives you permission to just be you. And I thought that was so freaking powerful. The second thing she taught me was let go of stories you've outgrown. Like talk about a Mel Robbins saying, right? Let go of stories you've outgrown. If you want to change, like if you want to grow and you want to be different, you have to let go of the old you. You have to let go of what you told yourself to be true. I think I had such a grasp on, you know, like the stories and the repeat stories I'd been telling myself of like, you can't do that thing. You can't do that thing. And then I go and do the thing. But then even though I've proved to myself like, oh, I can go speak at the U of M, you know, at a college, or I can speak in front of 250 women at an event or bring the right people together or launch a thing. Even after doing that once, there's this little tiny thoughts in my head, this little story I used to tell myself of I couldn't do it. And it starts to creep back up as I don't like clean out my thoughts, right? So even when you've proved to yourself, you can go get that job, you can do the workout, you have to continue to tell yourself the new stories that are coming in. So the old you, the old patterns, that old dark version of you that was kind of not nice, like kind of a bitch, like she can leave. Like she's bye-bye. She's not invited here anymore. Like fuck that lady, honestly, literally. Sorry for my vulgar mouth tonight, but it's just the truth. But releasing, ultimately what you're doing is you're releasing limiting beliefs and you have the power to choose new stories to write about yourself. Like what if you even reverse that and you said, let's say there's something that God, if you could wish one thing about this year, one single thing that you want to do. For me, it's I want to pay for my wedding without being like so blatantly uncomfortable with spending all that money. And in my mind, a lot of the story I was telling myself was, you're not going to be able to afford this. It's going to be way too much. You have no like way of cutting back on costs. Like there's no way you're going to make more money. Like how the hell are you going to do that? Those are stories I've outgrown. I am learning how to be the best version of myself. I'm learning how to create side hustles and income. What if I told the story to myself? I can't believe I pay for my wedding and I don't feel so uncomfortable about it. Like, obviously it's tight, but like I paid for it and I'm okay. I'm good. That optimism is exactly what I need to make it happen. So that change and shift in my mindset has made it like actually in scope for me to do the thing I want to do. Because I'm telling myself I can do something, I've changed the thoughts of my brain, but the actual chemicals in my brain to optimism. And I've outgrown the old stories and I've made the power to create new stories. And that new story is a way more likelihood of becoming true. Maggie is freaking powerful for that because she just empowers you. She shows you that you can. She gives you real life examples about human design. Maggie literally looked at my human design and then mapped it for what I should be doing for work. And it verbatim told me to be the real person in the community that always shares her insights, always is helping the community of people like wanting to be well, better, like more well. It said that in my human design chart. No correlation to my like brand, no correlation to me. It didn't know who I was. It just was literally, she was reading my chart, like bizarre. And that was the tool I needed to rewrite the story for myself. Like just one little step off my little winding circle of bullshit stories that I had told myself has gotten me into a new light. And finally, I'm going to talk about Anna. This is going to be a little mini episode. I kind of like it. Anna Rosner, she and I are going, she's taking me on a retreat in Costa Rica. She and I are going to Costa Rica. I can't even believe that I'm saying that. Like I never thought I was going to do this. So here's that limiting belief loop. I have put it on my, what's it called? Like inspiration board for 3 years now that I want to go on a retreat and like do something outside of my comfort zone, AKA a lot of yoga, a lot of spirituality, especially being that I haven't been close to my spirituality in a long time. And meeting her and seeing how intentional she is with her words and how spiritual she is. She listens. She feels every word that you're saying. She practices all these deep spirituality things. And like, she has rewritten the story for herself over and over again. And oh my God, I've never seen somebody more spiritual in my whole entire life. I thought to myself, like, why? I don't have to be Anna. I could be me. And I feel comfortable because Anna's shown me that it's a comfortable space for me. It's okay to not know about spirituality and not know where to go first. It's okay to lean in and just trust that she's going to guide me. And I'm going on the retreat that I've been putting on my vision board for 3 effing years. Like, how insane is that? So I'm just so excited. It's going to be so cool. She's taught me so much and I can't wait to continue to learn from her in her spirituality practices and guides. She's the one that's done the research and now I get to learn from her amazing self. So I just wanted to share a few things that she taught me, 2 things from her: body wisdom over mental chatter. The feel, like, what do I actually feel? Like, physical examples of body-led decisions. And she is so good about hearing something or processing something with us, sharing intimate things and saying, you know, my mind was telling me a lot of things, but my body was telling me that I needed to relax. I'm calm. This is the better decision. This is what is going to make my life better. An example for me is like when you think about, a good example. I'm going to go out this weekend. Let's just say I'm going out this weekend. Here we go. And you're starting to get closer to the night that you're going out and you already committed to your friends. You're going out on the town. You're meeting them at freaking Cowboy Jack's. You're not usually Cowboy Jack's girl, but you told them you were going to go. And now they decided they're going to Cowboy Jack's and Loop and they're going to start pre-gaming really early. And, you know, let's just say like your ex is going to be there or something like that. You're starting to feel something in your body. Your mind is saying a lot of things. What if you don't go? Oh my God, everyone's going to be mad at you. Oh my God, what if they talk shit about you? Oh my God, all these fake BS chatters in your head. Like, what is everyone else worrying about? Everybody else usually worrying about, oh my God, if you say no, what if they don't invite you next time? Yada, 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 right? And then your body tells you physically, you don't want to go. You, not anybody else. Doesn't have to be up to anybody else. You don't want to go. And you decide, okay, I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to text them that I'm not coming. And you text them that you're not coming. And now you've sent the text and you're like, is everyone mad at me? They haven't responded in so long. Oh my God. Like, what are they going to do? Like, do you think they're pissed at me? Like, I shouldn't have backed out last minute. I'm such a bad friend. But your body is telling you that you feel so relieved that you're not going somewhere where you're going to see somebody that you don't want to be around. And you're going to, you don't feel like, you know, maybe you just don't feel like drinking or don't feel like going out and being in that area and being in that, that type of activity for that evening. Your body is going to tell you what you're feeling. And being intuitive and spiritual doesn't have to be just praying and speaking to the universe. I call it universe. You can call it God. You can call it Mother Earth, Source, whatever you want to call it. You truly can just listen to your body. You can, being intentional and being spiritual means listening to what goes on in here, meaning meditation, meaning quiet time, meaning trying to put your phone down and just sit for 10 minutes while your red light mask goes on. It is crazy. The body and the mind, how they talk to each other, but sometimes they're off. And so listening to your body, your nervous system is going to be your key to success. The second thing that Anna has really helped me figure out is healing requires feeling, not avoiding. I feel like it's kind of partially like Callens. Let me go back up and read Callens. It's like growth only happens when you're leaning in discovery. Yeah, 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 right? Like, I don't want to be why do I keep saying that? Uncomfortable. Healing requires feeling, not avoiding. God, I mean, it kind of sucks admitting to this. I am totally guilty of not feeling my emotions, like trying to push them away, trying to pretend like everything's great and just kind of keeping myself busy so that I can continue moving forward. So nothing gets in my way. No bad days, no horrible PMS, you know, no like overworked, no like I want to figure something out at home. I haven't spent time with Jordan is going to get in my way of my day. But if I want to heal all the things that have happened that have made me that anxious person, the things that have happened in my past life, I have to feel. I have to be aware of what's going on in my body to heal and not avoid those feelings anymore. And I'll just be totally transparent with you. Connecting with Anna has changed my life because I haven't really processed like some SA stuff that has happened in my life. And I have not really processed some traumatic things that have happened even before that, these specific things, if that makes any sense. I haven't really processed that. My grandma passed away and it hurt a lot. So just me floating through life and then, you know, like pretending like everything's fine. And then someone asks you, how are you doing? And what do you got going on in your brain when you're having like a really deep talk and your guards are down? It kind of catches you off guard and you have to allow yourself to feel. Like, I realize I haven't even really been crying. Like, I don't really cry all that much because I don't let myself get to that point for safety purposes. But truly, the avoidance is not safe. The avoidance will keep you in this numb state where you're never going to feel the lows and you're never going to feel the highs. You're just going to keep moving through, moving past all the signs and signals that turn this way, do this with your life. This is a crazy opportunity, but you don't have time for that because you're too busy numbing yourself from the past. I think she's the one that really helped me realize all of this. And I actually went to a spiritual healer, a energy healer, off of her recommendation and all of my friends' recommendations in this group. It was life-changing, to say the least. To give you like the little synapse of the situation, this woman, the minute I got in there, she doesn't have social media. She didn't even like know my last name before I got there. The minute I get there, she's like, I can't even like talk to you right now. There's a woman behind you waving her hands. She's in pink. It's over your right shoulder. So it would be your grandma on your dad's side because it's the masculine and the feminine sides of the body. And she just wants to say that she's okay. And she wants to make sure that you're okay. And I immediately, of course, start crying. I'm like so caught off guard. This woman just brought up my grandma. My grandma's here. She's making funny remarks. She's spitting out funny remarks to me that my grandma would totally say. We haven't even barely gotten started. I was like, what in the hell is going on? And I get up on the table and we're doing healing work. And she's like totally talking to things that were in my body. Like where, you know, energy healing is basically where you move energy through the body. I don't exactly know how it works, but never in a million years did I think that I would be open to it. And because of Anna and because of her openness to energy and healing, if I was going to get anything out of this healing session, which I got so much out of it, the very least I was going to do was going to be to let my guard down, to stop avoiding my feelings, the things that I really wanted to move past, and use that hour with this energy healer to lay on this bed and just think about all the things that maybe make me uncomfortable. And even that was a safe space and would have been the time and would have been worth every single penny, but it actually really changed my life and it moved things through my body. And I brought up things that, crazy enough to say, I haven't thought about that much ever since the session. And I used to think about them every single day. That essay thing would pop up in my head like, oh my God, this situation, why me, right? And then I would try to just busy myself to move forward. But because I slowed down, I processed a little more of it. Whoa, Deacon, hit the camera, sorry. I was able to slow down. Slow down after the fact. Slow down and think. Slow down and be present. Slow down and not worry so much about keeping myself busy. And that is something that I will never take for granted ever, ever, ever. And I have learned so much from Anna because of that. Oh, man. They're all connected. They're all beautiful things. They're all things that have changed my life. And by the way, if my podcast doesn't come out this week or whatever, like you're listening, you're like, what the heck? I wanted another pod, Sid. And some of you have messaged me being like, share the podcast that you really enjoy listening to, just so that when you're not coming out with a new episode, you have something to listen to. For mindset, I would say the Mel Robbins podcast. She's so good. Like, my goal would be to be as well-spoken, articulate, and a strong interviewer as Mel Robbins is. That is like my dream of the podcast. She is amazing. I really do like Huberman Lab, he always corrects himself, and I really appreciate that, because even if he has a strong stance on something, he'll make sure that he actually shares the right information the next time around and has always corrected himself. If you want a laugh, the Toasts, those girls are freaking hilarious, like literally the funniest people. And then if you want something interesting to listen to, like an interesting conversation, I like Armchair Expert. He's just really good interviewer. Like, he talks to amazing, interesting people, and I just think they're just the coolest interviews ever. There's so many good podcasts, you guys. Even some of the wellness ones. I'm trying to think of, why can I not think of this name of this podcast? I'm looking at it. Oh, here we go. Well, Jay Shetty's On Purpose. I mean, talk about another really strong, like, Mel Robbins podcast that I really, really do enjoy, because they talk about just like mindset shifts and what amazing people have learned. And I think that you can just like sit there and take notes and continue to develop yourself more as you listen to those. And that's why I really like it. Yeah, just sharing a few of those, just so that you, when I'm not coming out with episodes and you're like, Sid, I need you, I need something for my ears, you've at least got something as a backup in your back pocket. I hope you can take those and apply them to your life, because that's really the goal, right? Is to listen, apply, and move forward. And I do want to say one thing, even though I'm bummed about how much time I've spent kind of in this like unknown land and rushing through life and telling myself the wrong stories, right? As you start to shift these, you're like, dang it, I wasted so much time. But without that wasted time, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't have been able to figure out what I was wasting time on and what life could really look like and how I can open up my mind to new things, even at the age of 27, 37, 47, 57, 67 onward. You can continue opening your mind to new things, rewriting your brain. And it's a fact too. They've done studies on it that you can rewrite your brain. You can continue to tell yourself the negative and you'll have negative outcomes. Continue telling yourself the positive, your life's going to start to shift. So it's just so amazing that even when you want to make big, drastic change in your life, you want that big job, you want to do that weight loss or gain that muscle, or, you know, change your diet or change where you live or change your relationship, you have tools that don't cost anything. They don't cost a dollar. That is what I'm telling you about this information. They don't cost a dollar. To change your mind and shift and be a little bit more intentional and tell yourself the right things, that's free. It's all on your dime, which is nothing. Okay. So I just wanted you to have a little bit of insight into that and into my growth over the last little bit. I honestly invite you to share something that you are maybe working on right now and how you're going to shift your mindset on it. I would love, love, love if you shared that to your story and tagged me at Well Said Sid. I would love to see that, because I love seeing what you're doing. Or DM me, tell me what you're working on and tell me which one of these six things really made you think about, wow, I need to take a step in a better direction for myself and my future and what I want for myself. And even if you don't know what that thing is, you just know you want different, I urge you to really reflect and think about what you can change for free, especially if one of these points that you heard or Mel Robbins quote, like the Let Them Theory or whatever it may be, and just do some reflection and do some steps forward. Journal. Like, I'm like literally going to run to my journal right now, because I feel like I have to write so much shit down and just kind of process what I talked to you about. But I've grown, I've changed, and it's been literally like a month to 3 months. Like, if this is the trajectory of my year, imagine what I can do in 12 months, right? So just think of it in bite-sized pieces. You are amazing. You are doing all the right things. You are listening. You're taking things in. You're applying things to your life. Nothing is perfect. Even when you think, God, wow, like those influencers, all these people, like everything is perfect. It's not. We're just doing our very freaking best and rewriting our stories and our patterns every single day. So on that, I got to go to bed. I got to teach in the morning. I got to go to Guatemala tomorrow. I cannot wait to celebrate my one of my best friend's weddings. It's going to be insane. I love exploring too. And I'm going into February with a totally new attitude. New attitude, an amazing group of women that are surrounding me, including you that's listening to this. And just know that even when I don't show up for you in the podcast on a Monday, I might be working through something or just genuinely way too busy to even like get to it, but I am always here for you. I'm a DM away. I am a friend to you. I am always here. I'm going to continue sharing wellness advice and ways to make your life more well, whether it be mindset related or wellness related. Just know that I'm so close. You can always DM me. You can always reach out to me and keep me in the loop. Let me know what you think of episodes and all the things. So I loves you. I need to go to bed. I'm going to have a little chocolate peanut butter cup and then I'm going to lay my head down to rest. But I love you. I adore you. You are everything. And yeah, be well, my friends. I appreciate you.